Monday, 22nd of April, 2024. And when we had sailed over the sea, which is off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. Acts 27, verse 5. More literally it reads, and having sailed through the depth against Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra of Lycia. CG. Luke just noted that when they put out from Sidon, they had to sail under the lee of Cyprus due to contrary winds. This brought them between Cyprus and the main continent. He now notes, and having sailed through the depth. Here are a couple of rare words. One is found only here, dia pleo. It comes from dia, through, and pleo, to sail. Thus, they are sailing through the deep. The next word, translated as deep, is found only in Matthew 18:6 and in this verse, pelagos. In Matthew 18:6, it says, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth, pelagos, of the sea. It signifies the high seas, meaning the deep. In this case, it is the depth of the waters north of Cyprus and south of the mainland. Thus Luke says this is against Cilicia and Pamphylia. These would have been the two major regions on which the sea borders. They would have been to the starboard or right side of their ship as they crossed through this deep area of ocean. From there, using the first person plural, he says, we came to Myra of Lycia. Myra was a city in the province of Lycia. This is in the southwest area of Asia Minor. It has, quote, Phrygia and Pisidia on the north, the Mediterranean on the south, Pamphylia on the east, and Carla on the west, end quote, Barnes. Life application. Luke is specific in his use of wording. A lot of this information seems unnecessary, but by providing it, we find things that are verifiable. As such, we can reasonably conclude that the events recorded by him really took place. As such, Paul really left to be taken to Rome. From there, they really were caught up in the storm that will be described. They really were stranded on a particular island and so forth. As these things seem certain to have occurred, then we can be more assured that the details concerning the spread of the gospel, the writing of Paul's letters by the apostle, the accuracy of how the church was established, etc., actually occurred as well. Luke's careful attention to particular words and details gives us a really confirming sense that all of this is reliable and accurate. Therefore, let us hold fast to the idea that Paul's epistles are exactly what is inspired by God for our edification and instruction during this church age. Luke and his writings stand as a reliable and exemplary witness to this fact. Lord God Almighty, when we look into the contents, structure, and reliability of what is found in Scripture, it sure helps us to be confident that what it proclaims about your plan of redemption is also sure and reliable. Thank you for those who have compiled it, preserved it, translated it, and evaluated it for us. Thank you above all for Jesus, the subject of this wonderful gift. Amen.
We went across the sea by Cilicia and Pamphylia. Then we came to the city of Myra in Lycia.
Acts 27, verse 5.